Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
$1 mail-in rebate. Ruger RXM 9mm on sale for $349.90. $50 savings. Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Lord, 806. Yes, it is a significant anniversary. If you're a guy, every guy has nightmares about
happened. The Batman movie?
No, what happened with John Wayne Bobbitt. Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, shout out Maureen Golisovic and Meredith Hale.
Congrats on her new gig.
What'd she get?
She was promoted to head PR person.
Oh,
for Electric Co-op.
So, yeah, I thought I knew that.
Yeah. I think we might have announced it last week. So.
Or last year.
You notice there was no Rick Schaefer today, Raj and Christian. He is down with his family in Florida, and we wanted to give him the morning off. He said, I've never missed a morning with you guys. And I said, well, you know what? This is the kind of day you miss a morning. And so we appreciate, of course, Edwards Food Giant and Bradford Marine for sponsoring Rick.
He missed when you didn't tell him that.
we got him later in the show. That's right. Thanks to Hunter Russell for sponsoring John Daly. Marsha Martin coming up next. The blonde in boots. She's going to head up to. Now, Christian, too, the draft is in. It's in Brooklyn, right? It's not in New York City. Is that right?
Is it not at Radio City Music?
No, I think it's at the
Nets Arena.
No, what's the other one? Brooklyn. What's the one in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn Nets Arena.
Oh, that's what it's called. Okay.
I don't know what it's called, but.
Yeah, it's, what's the name? It starts with a, anyway. She's going up there at the invitation of Cal because of her
Barclays.
Support. Barclays. That's it.
Baz, Cowboy and Christian, Cowboy Ron wants us to say something. He said, hey, guys, if you have time, would you please wish my wife, Christy, happy 40th wedding anniversary? Love that woman. Happy 40th wedding anniversary to you, Christy. And Cowboy Ron. I'm assuming you two are married to each other, or you're not saying that it's an ex.
Tonight is one of your two nights that you do trivia, Roger. Tonight's at Boudreaux's, Thursday nights at Mainline Sports Bar. So thank if you haven't done that, you want to have some fun, go out Tuesday night and hang out. It's always a blast, and it's sort of like going out for a bowling league. Everybody sort of knows everybody. Everybody can participate. You don't have to win.
No. Everybody has fun. We have fun doing it. Yeah. I'm going to wrap up the month next month or next week with all 70s stuff next week.
One of the birthdays we already played, June Carter Cash today. Other one is Randy Jackson. Do you remember, Christian, the scene in Step Brothers where Randy Jackson's name is mentioned?
Off the top of my head, I do not.
So it is when they go downstairs, they go down to the basement to have fun and party, and they start they start doing karate chops with the Doritos chips, and there's a big, long
samurai
sword, and he goes, you know what this is? And as Will Ferrell's telling John C. Reilly, that's Randy Jackson's signature on there.
Why do you have Randy Jackson's signature on their sword?
He asked Will Ferrell, and Will Ferrell says?
Because you're not going to have Randy Jackson's autograph. And that's when we said the same thing about Richard Roundtree.
Yeah, and Mark Carter's deal. You're not going to have Randy Jackson sign your samurai sword if you... Randy Jackson, do you remember... Now, you tried out for American Idol. You should remember this. What did Randy Jackson... what was his sort of word or phrase?
Dogs.
That's exactly right. Dogs is exactly right. It's also the birthday of Frances McDormand. We'll talk about her a little bit later. Roger, of course, I knew her in Fargo, which she was great, but I forgot she was in Mississippi Burning.
She was a deputy's wife.
Yeah, which was the
first time I ever saw her, though. She was in Raising Arizona.
Yeah, I don't.
She's been in a lot of the Coen brothers movies.
Yeah. Fargo.
She's like their
in
the
Three Billboards of Missouri or
three
something like
billboards
that.
Billboards over Ebbing.
Another thing, and we need to check some of our messages, Roger. But also, this is the day that several notable people died on this day, including Ed McMahon. Mm-hmm. You know who Ed McMahon is, Christian?
Yes.
So that's what he would do. Yes. He was the right-hand guy of Johnny Carson, and he came in more fame a little bit later when he end up doing all the Dancing with the Star.
Long before American Idol. It was Star Search. Right. It's the first time I ever saw Sawyer Brown. The next time, next month, at Oakland Racing Casino Resort. Sawyer Brown.
Tomorrow we'll visit with Michael and Jana, seeing what's happened at Simmons. Ella Langley was announced. I'm sure that thing will be sold out quickly. We don't know when this, they go on sale.
Is she just going to do the two songs?
That's it.
I don't know what else she does. I know I
she's
saw
relatively
her.
New.
Probably.
She's relatively new.
Yeah, she is. I mean, she's relatively new to the world. She's only like 20-something years old, right?
For those who watched, too, the Oklahoma World Series in North Carolina, there was a pitcher that seemed like every time I turned on the TV, he was pitching every game. It's L.J. Mercurius. And I know it's weird, Mercurius.
That's
like, very curious.
Like Killin' Pee. Is it Killin' Pee?
Key and Peele.
That was close.
Key and Peele.
Yeah, every time I turn on, he's pitching. I was like, I didn't think you could do that. I didn't think you could pitch like every game. He had one of the ones they lost, he pitched. But I'll tell you, if you're an Oklahoma fan, it gave hope to all the teams that don't play great during the season. And Ole Miss did the same thing 2 years ago, that you can still win this thing. It was a really impressive run. Of course, tonight we're waiting. We can go ahead and call Marsha. Oh, yeah. Where is Darius Acuff going to go tonight? Where is Malik Thomas going to go tonight? Where is Trevin Brazil going to go tonight in the draft?
I don't think Trevin Brazil goes tonight. It's only the first round tonight.
I thought it was two.
They split up the nights.
Oh, so it's the second round is tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't know why they did it.
Has it always been that way?
No, only the past like 2 years.
Hey, Roger, how about that? I knew it didn't used to be that way. Yeah.
Yeah, but he just.
Do you think he's dismissed me too quickly?
There's no doubt. He did it, but.
Letting you know the second round is not tonight.
He's not smart alecky.
Also, too, I tried to watch in background last night Toy Story 4 because I was thinking about, because Toy Story 5 made so much money over the weekend, to go to see it. And but I watched 4, and it's like, I think I've seen all these. I think I've seen every imaginable plot to where boy gives away toys, he's grown up.
I don't give it away. I hadn't seen any of them.
Well, that was like in two.
I know, but I haven't seen any of them yet.
They're good. They're good. But the reason they made so much money is Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's got a song on there, and they made $40 million more than what the highest ever for the opening of a Toy Story, and it's the Taylor Swift effect. So, Roger, can you greet her with some Razorback Fight Song music?
No, I think not fast enough.
I think you can. I think you're gonna. I'm gonna give you. We're gonna count to ten, and then also too. Don't forget, we're gonna play a little Family Feud coming up at 8:30 with a chance to win some prizes, and Chuck Gatlin will tell us what's going on here at the Buzz. Look at there. And 10, go. All right, we go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline to talk to Razorback super supporter, the Blind in Boots, Marsha Martin. Good morning, Marsha.
Good morning, David.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Sound like an exciting day and evening. You've never been to the NBA draft before, correct?
I have not. I didn't put it on my bucket list, but when I was invited to go, it got on my bucket list.
Yeah, it's really cool the fact that you've gotten to know Darius Acuff Jr. and Trevin Brazil, as being a sponsor and a supporter of the program. I think, Roger, the last time, Roger, we saw Marsha, she had her Acuff boots on. I think that was that at one of the – was that in the playoff? Where was that at where you unveiled those white boots? Where was that? It was somewhere on the road.
Well, at first – started at the SEC tournament, then I wore them all the way through because everyone said it was going to be good luck. Now, I didn't carry us all the way through, but I did get Darius to sign them for me. So,
very cool.
I'm wearing them again tonight.
Very cool. Oh, you're wearing the same boot. Yeah. Well,
I'm wearing my boots for it.
Yeah. I saw a couple of pictures you posted. Trevin Brazil, have you gotten to know him over the years? Obviously, he's been there forever, it seems like, 4 years? And have you gotten to know him pretty well, or at least better than some of the other kids?
I love TB. It's been so fun and exciting to watch him grow over the years. We were so fortunate to be able to keep him because, when Coach Musk left, it was all up in the air, and he decided to stay at Arkansas. And he's such a great, nice young man, and I'm really hopeful for him that he goes far in the NBA.
Yeah, he's got that amazing physical talent that I think NBA teams love, and I think fans will love him. And, that's a great point. Marsha, you and Marty, you were giving to the program. I think Musk was the one that really, pushed you guys we wanted you to be more involved in the program. I think you'd sold your business, and I think that's when the naming of the practice facility was named for you guys under Musk, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. Do you keep up with Musk?
He was the one that. I keep up with Danielle. Yes. Yeah. Danielle and I became good friends while they were there, and hated to see them go. But we're certainly happy to have Coach Cal and Ellen in Arkansas as well.
You were saying that Coach Musk pushed you guys, or were you going to say that he was the one who pushed to maybe get your name on the building? Is that what he wanted to do?
Yeah, he gave me a call and really explained what it could do for the basketball program, not only the men's program, but the women's program, right?
Yeah.
It's been great supporting both. But we've got three great young men in the draft tonight from Arkansas and a lot for Razorback fans to be proud of. And Malik and Derek are, going to go in the top, and Trayvon will probably go tomorrow night. But so exciting for them. Coach Cal's done such a magnificent job with all these young people. As everyone knows, look at the numbers he's put out in the NBA and how successful they are, and not just basketball, but being around them a lot, just great people. And he really does a great job of coaching them on being a great human. So that's exciting.
You make a point that's is interesting, Trevin Brazil, that Roger, we talk about this, is that nowadays, especially in basketball, in the transfer portal, maybe in football, the kids aren't up there very long. Yeah. And so, yeah, you're right. To have him up there all these years is pretty rare, and especially to be the kind of athlete he is. Well, so Cal has invited you and some other supporters. What's sort of the agenda? I know you've been to New York City probably quite a bit. You got your stiletto themed jet. You're taking up there, and you've got some friends. I'm sure you've been to New York plenty of times. What's sort of the agenda this afternoon and tonight?
Yeah, so we're going to leave this morning, and we're going to Brooklyn because it's at the Barclays Center,
right?
In Brooklyn, and so we're going to get up there, and Coach Cal has a lot of friends everywhere, and has some great friends that have a restaurant that they're going to treat us all to a late lunch before we head over to the draft. And he got us a suite at the draft. So there's about 10 of us going, and it's 94 club members that are going.
Okay.
So when Coach Cal came on at Arkansas, he had done this at Kentucky. So he started this club that you could donate to. And with the donation to that club, he planned events for those supporters.
Cool.
And this is one of them that he came up with recently. Really, his last minute, he just put it together last week. And so he's going to treat 10 of the supporters of the 94 club to go to the NBA draft tonight.
What a brilliant idea. And what a reward, for your support, you and Marty's support, and the others that are going. Listen, Cal gets it. Cal gets it. He understands all these kind of things. Now you've been around him enough to know, Roger, when he goes back tonight, when he goes back to New York City, can you imagine the people that are they're reaching, Cal, your buddy said, oh my gosh, yeah, you may not hardly get a word in with him tonight. He just said, once you get there, he's going to be talking to everybody, every player, every organization. That's his epicenter, I would think, in New York. It'll be fun to be.
They speak Cal up there.
They speak Cal, yeah. That'll be fun to be a part of that. So that'll be, and hopefully, obviously the all the players will get drafted where they project them to be. So it'll be a fun night for them and not one of those ones where they're sort of sitting around. And we were talking about the jet, and I was asking Roger, do you remember why the stiletto, the heel is on the tail? And I remember you saying, cause you, every time you walked that plane, you would remember all the miles you walked in those heels selling your product to the point where, you got your company where you could sell it and be successful. But that is the story, correct? I'm accurate on that?
That is the story, yes.
Well,
listen, that's why there's a high heel on my airplane, yes, for sure.
It's
David, I want to tell you why Hey, David, the 94 Club, I want to tell your listeners about that.
Yeah.
So anyone can join that. Now, it does take some money to join up, but Coach Cal put that together when he came to Arkansas. And understand that Coach Cal doesn't rely on other people to recruit his money. He goes out and gets it himself. Not only does he coach the team, that man goes to get whatever he needs by himself.
Yeah.
And he put together the 94 Club for his team's operational expenses.
Hmm. Wow.
They needed more money to operate the program. Airplanes, hotel rooms, all of those things. So he put together the club and asked people to donate so that he didn't have to go back and keep begging the university to try to get more money to give the team what they needed.
Wow.
And so that's where the 94 Club came from.
Well,
and anyone can join that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Again, it just shows you a guy that's been in the game a long time. He's self-sufficient. You know, of course, you know,
he's not stuck in the past. He knows what he's got to do.
Be creative. Yeah. And even the, you know, where we first sort of came to know you publicly is those chairs, you know, those were new, but in the reclining chairs and all the things. And again, he's been around the block. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. So, you know, the next question has just as Coach Cal sometimes will go after some of the guys that and ladies that contribute to football. Has Ryan Silverfield called on you for any support on the football program?
Well, you know, I really like Coach Silverfield a lot. I'm going to see him on Wednesday at the naming of the football stadium.
Okay. Is that this week or next week?
That's this week.
This week. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Tomorrow?
Is that tomorrow?
At noon tomorrow.
Wow. Yes. Wow. You're busy.
At noon tomorrow.
Wow. You're busy. You go from tonight to a name
in New York.
So you've already talked to him and you'll see him tomorrow. And so you're supporting.
Okay. Yes.
It's so funny. I mean,
they have a name. Now.
We learned that because I'd seen where they were getting close to that with the naming that they've been talking about for a while. It's funny. Frank Fletcher, who we found out, we didn't know when we first met you that there was a Frank Fletcher connection with you. So Frank was not planning to give to basketball because he's feeling like, I'm giving to football. Listen, I'm tapping out. I'm not giving to basketball. And all it took was a call, Coach Cal getting on the phone with him, and it was over with. So 2 years in a row.
Listen, I've told him I'm not taking any more of his phone calls. He can text me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm sure Silverfield wants to do the same, go after some of the same. And listen, I'm not going to name names. We know some of the same names that he goes after. But anyway, listen, it's a great story. I think it's awesome you get to go and all the other ones. The 94 Club is brilliant for Cal. Hope it's a big night. Anytime you have a lottery pick, it's a cool deal. It's a cool deal for your program. We went through the list of ones that we've had going back to 1985, and it's a good list.
She's got the ultimate host for being up there.
Oh, no, you're right. No, you're right. There's not another person. We were talking, and if you just joined the show, we're visiting with Marsha Martin, who is a Razorback Super supporter with her husband Marty, and close friends to Coach Cal and supporter of Razorback Athletics, is that you're going up there, and I'm not sure there's a bigger name in NBA from a coaching standpoint, NBA or college. Christian, would you agree? Is there another name? We've talked about this than Cal as far as
right now,
who would it be?
If there is,
not right now.
I mean, just from a celebrity. Where, you know, he's sitting at courtside of the New York Knicks the other day. I mean, you didn't see another coach there. You didn't see another coach sitting next to Adam Sandler.
Right.
So anyway, you're going to have a blast tonight. So, but you know what?
We'll have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great for you, though, Marsha. Listen, this is one of the reasons, one of the perks of giving money to a program is having these. And not every coach comes up with ideas like this. So got to salute Cal for being creative. Yeah. And let me tell you, we give props to Cal. Also, Marsha, I was talking with Sully the other day, Steve Sullivan at Channel 7, and he said he went to some of those camps, those kids' camps. He said Cal stayed the entire, 3 hours, I forget what small town he was in, and signed every autograph, took every picture, every kid. I mean, I'm telling you, most coaches don't. They're in and out. They're letting their assistants do that. The fact that he's done that.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, David, I was going to mention that. So I went to the camp, a few of them, and listen, he did. He took a picture with every child, every parent that wanted a picture. He signed every basketball. He never left. We went to dinner at Arthur's one night after the camp at Little Rock Christian here, and they were exhausted. They had been doing camp after camp after camp, and they were driving to Hot Springs. I said, guys, why don't you stay in Little Rock? Why are you going to Hot Springs? Because Oaklawn is a great supporter of his program. And he said, oh, no, it doesn't matter. We're going to Hot Springs. You talk about a dedicated, loyal guy. And for parents who didn't get to sign their children up for camp this year, boys or girls, you missed an opportunity. Get on the list next year. Look it up next year.
Yeah.
It was a great experience for him.
Yeah, and I love the Mother's Day, Father's Day, all the stuff he's doing with the parents. Yeah, he gets it. That's why he's
knows who he is.
Yeah, he's so popular and he's so engaging. And anyway, the main thing.
He will be very popular tonight. I can assure you.
We went to the Yankees game
with him. He invited us to go to the Yankees game last year, and from the minute we got there, everyone in Yankee Stadium knew him and was coming up to get his autograph.
Yeah.
People were coming by the suite. And I mean, it was everywhere we went, in New York on the streets and at the restaurant. And it was nonstop. And he was so gracious to every single person.
Yeah. Well, that's also, somebody says, so I presume, and of course, one of the things Marcia said, I don't want to say who else is going. It's okay for me to say I'm going, but I don't want to. You know, it's none of my business to mention who else. Somebody said, "Are we going to be looking for John Tyson there tonight?" I don't know if John Tyson wants to deal with that tonight.
John's not going.
Yeah, I'm going to say you seem like you would have more fun doing this than John would. You know, you like to get out and have fun and get your boots ready to show off. And I guess is Marty going? Or is Marty staying home?
No, Marty's going.
Oh, good, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it'll be a whirlwind of activity. Well, listen, thanks for jumping on with us. I know you've got some you've got some charity work coming up. I think at the end of the summer, right? Some charity events that you wanted to jump on the show and promote.
Yeah, August 27th is the Arkansas Women's Hall of Fame.
Ah,
so that's at the new North Little Rock Convention Center. And honoring six Arkansans. So people need to look it up on the website, come out and support women in Arkansas and their successes. And if you know someone you want to nominate for next year, be sure you nominate them.
Yeah, we'll get you on the show as we get closer. Well, listen, we'll be looking for, say, if you do any social media posts, and be looking forward to hearing some. This will probably be a night that you'll always remember, just because also the tie-in with obviously the players and where they go for the rest of their careers. So anyway, well, listen, well, job well done. Obviously, as a former Razorback, appreciate you supporting the program like you and Marty do. And enjoy tonight. It's going to be a blast. Thanks for jumping on with us, Marcia.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Ma'am. Bye-bye.
Marcia Martin. Blonde in boots. Let me tell you what. What a ball. She's got two jets. One of them with a heel, I'm putting on a, I thought she said one of them had a bottle of champagne. I meant to ask her that.
Listen, she is flying to New York, going to have dinner time. She's going to be in Brooklyn, and she's going to be back here tomorrow, 24 hours.
And we just got some scoop. Can I tell you? We got some scoop.
Having that jet yourself, it's like driving from here to Hot Springs and home.
Yeah, it is. Barely Trey Biddy yesterday. I think Trey Biddy on Drive Time said that they think the announcement for the stadium is going to come the next month. No, it's coming to Marcia Martin. So, it's going tomorrow.
Yeah,
which is good. It's no big deal.
Do we know who it is?
No. I listen. That's the
Chuck. Do you know
Chuck Gatlin?
Have you heard about it yet? Are we going to announce it? Put it on the crawl.
Hey, Christian, can you imagine?
What stadium?
What it would be, the Razorback, Fayetteville Stadium. Could you imagine what it would be like to be in New York City around a sports environment with Coach Cal? Whether it's, you know.
The celebrity.
He is. I mean, his biggest celebrity, other than a player for the NBA, he's synonymous with the NBA. He's synonymous with basketball.
Everybody knows him.
Everybody knows him. I mean, it would be an absolute, he'd have to stop every 2 seconds to talk to somebody.
Jeff Overton says that Hunter Yurcheck could learn a few lessons from Cal as far as some of those things.
Yeah, that's Cal. Listen, Cal is the king at that. He gets it.
He's King Cal.
Kinkow.
Which makes me
think
of
your shirt. Was this you?
No,
or Christian Weaver. These boots are made for walking. That's what Marsha Martin's going to do.
Brooklyn.
Take it, Roger.
Flying her jet to and from here. She's going to be having dinner with old Coach Cow.
This dog can fly.
I know.
I bet she'll have a steak and a beer.
Any idea what you're witnessing right now?
Oh, it's great.
These boots were made for walking, and now it's on her plane. Marsha Martin, that is her little old name.
That's for free right there, everybody. Wow. That entertainment right. Came free of charge here,
Morning
Man.
Drug-free. Probably some remnants, but drug-free.
We'll come back and visit with Chuck Gatlin. Don't go away.
When you ought to be truthful, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, the stars once again showed up. Argentina beat Austria 2-0 as Lionel Messi became the all-time leading scorer in World Cup history, getting a brace. A brace is 2 goals in 1 game. He got his record-breaking goal in 38th minute, which broke the tie with Germany's Miroslav Klose, and another in the 95th minute, which was his 18th goal of his World Cup career. In Game 2, France beat Iraq 3-0. Kylian Mbappe also got a brace, moving into a tie with Klose for second all-time at 16 goals. He has 16 goals in 16 World Cup games. In Game 3, Erling Haaland also bagged a brace, getting 2 goals. As Norway beat Senegal 3-1, in 2 World Cup games in his career, he has 4 goals. Then in the final game, Algeria beat Jordan 2-1. Today in the World Cup, Portugal will play Uzbekistan at noon. England will take on Ghana at 3. Croatia and Panama will go at it at 6. And Colombia will face off against the Democratic Republic of Congo at 9. The first 3 games will be on Fox. The final game will be on FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We have a 30% chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy and a high of 83 degrees. Those rain showers possible this afternoon. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with an overnight low of 70. Tomorrow, just 84 the high and a 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is John Neighbors. I want to remind all of you Buzz listeners out there to head over to our social media accounts at 103.7 The Buzz on Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube, as we are now streaming live with video. So not only do you get to hear from our beautiful voices, you also get to see all of our pretty faces for each and every show throughout the day. So be sure to head over to 103.7 The Buzz on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter and watch us live each and every day right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
It's been a tough Saturday on the lake. I ordered swim trunks in this orange cream color, but it's actually more orange auburn. Oh, and it's swimwear. I probably can't even return these.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive. So you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Celebrate 4th of July savings happening now at the Home Depot with select appliances starting at $398. Plus, get free delivery on appliance purchases of $398 or more, no membership required. Get a Whirlpool fridge with easy reach zone to keep tall items organized and accessible. And upgrade to a washer dryer tower with UV clean technology to reduce bacteria in the wash without fading fabrics. Shop top brand appliances now at the Home Depot. Offer valid June 17th to July 8th, U.S. only, C-Store online for details.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised in Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs.
BR McGinty.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Oh, that's some good stuff right there. Little Maxine Nightingale, right back to where we started from. That's a great one, Roger. I remember that one as a child.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
All right, it is coming on. We're gonna get right back to where we started from. Love is good. Love can be strong. We gotta get right back to where we started from.
You know what? We're just having
diggity
fun.
Diggities.
We're just having fun out there, everybody.
That's all we're doing.
That's all we're doing. Join us. Come on in. Sing
all
along.
Just have fun.
Water's
just,
fun.
You know, if you're at work, just sing a little bit lighter. Yeah. By the way, Marsha Martin made a great point. Said, you ought to have a little trivia competition. See who's going to guess what who the stadium is going to be named after. 661-1037. Pop us a text. We'll try to see all the entries. If somebody gets it, we'll give them a prize. Maybe Steve Qualls will be kind enough to give a Morning Mayhem shirt from Design Lab.
Shout out to Steve Qualls and Design Lab. Steve, don't forget, Thursday night at Mainline Sports Bar, five. Count them, five shirts. I think you have them on your phone. Thank you, Steve.
Strength and honor.
Your GOAT. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Oh, very good, Chuck. With a very good. Listen, that's exactly right. No, that's exactly. Hey. You'd have been in trouble if you had not.
You'd have been in a lot of trouble. You know what you just did? You just did like Kramer did when it was with the Monroes. He was number eight. When he was number eight.
So we got
you
some.
Just saved yourself.
We got some scoop from Marsha Martin there.
That, Van Buren. Boys.
It's a Van Buren. Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you.
The U of A had not put that out yet. They had been teasing they were going to do it, but Marsha Martin let us know it's going to be done tomorrow. So.
Oh, yeah.
So what a night for her. She's at the draft last night with Callen, and she's at the naming of the
draft.
So it could be could it be Simmons Bank? Could it be Tyson? Could it be Walmart? Could it be a tech advisor?
Could it be Signal Media Field?
Or somebody on the West Coast? What would be a Christian? What would be a weird or Chuck a weird like West Coast computer company name?
It'd probably be like Kaushi or Polymarket or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it going to be one of those that nobody knows what it is?
Yeah,
you know, yeah.
I don't know any of those.
Apple Stadium.
Microsoft. Bill Gates Arena.
Oh. Yeah. Hatcher Stadium.
Are you talking about Bluebird Razorback Field?
Bluebird Field. Let's bring in Chuck officially.
I'm going to bring in
By
Chuck.
By the way, Chuck's not sponsored. If you want to sponsor Chuck.
He's not.
Call our sales staff. They'll make you a deal. Go ahead, Ryan. I'm sorry.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at The Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by Hubbard Power Sports, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo.
Uh-oh.
This space available.
He's working on my
getting. We're still giving Hubbard. Shout out to Hubbard. Thank you for all the time that you did give us for that Hubbard family. Thank you.
Getting a lot of answers in FedEx Stadium. I see Stevens Stadium. I don't know. Again, I mean, I have no idea. I just don't know.
Is Memphis's FedEx?
No, it's Simmons Bank. Simmons Bank Field, Simmons Bank Stadium. Yeah, Simmons Bank actually does that one over there.
Could it be Summerwood Sports Field? No. Hey, listen, don't forget Summerwood. Go to summerwoodsports.com.
So we're talking about a new football camp, stadium?
Summer camp's coming up. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Chuck, been talking about new
no,
basketball.
Not a new football stadium, a renaming of the current.
Ooh, Snoop Dogg Stadium. That'd be cool.
Gosh.
Kevin says, I'm guessing Simmons. I tell you, if it's Simmons, man, that is a huge deal for Simmons. I mean, Simmons is a $26 billion.
A lot of money.
They got the money to do it.
Well,
but that's a huge statement to go in this state to go.
If they name the stadium Simmons and then they go, but Baz, we're going to have to cut your endorsement on the bus. They wouldn't do it.
Chuck,
what is
happening besides Roger being at Boudreaux's tonight? What's the rest of the station doing this week?
Says,
Besides.
I heard what he said.
Other than Roger being a boo.
Don't you mock him.
Just make sure you get it in. Go ahead.
Hey, shout out to you.
He needs more juice.
Let's give him some more juice. And shout out to Chuck yesterday for going and picking up the pizza for the birthday party for our,
number one.
You were late. How are you late?
Well, I left. We didn't give enough time. I forgot how long it takes to
Made up three excuses right there at once.
That was one time.
Right there at one time.
One excuse.
Listen, I appreciate that.
It took a lot longer to get there than I thought. Anyway. Hey, the Great Arkansas Beer Fest / Rock City Margarita Festival coming up. That's July 18th, State House Convention Center. It's going to be happening from 5 to 8. Presented by Oaklawn along with Tito's Handmade Vodka. So get your tickets at stubs.net, or you can just go to 1037thebuzz.com and click the link and get them there. Wingstock returns September 12th to Simmons Bank Arena.
Roger will be there for
those tickets are on sale now. Yes,
I'll be there with the great Michael Kennedy from our sister station.
Oh my gosh.
Station 94 point. Listen, I love working with Mike doing that sort of thing. And what? And the wings, everybody has a great time doing that.
You just eat so many wings.
Dude, that's a good time. There's no such thing as too many.
It's so easy to go from table to table, grab your wing, and you vote, and it's awesome.
Absolutely. I think businesses and trucks have started from Wingstock, so I'm looking forward to doing that. And then later that night, the Razorbacks play at 9 p.m. I don't even know if we'll be even doing a Boudreaux's game.
We'll be in a food coma by then.
I don't even know.
Anyway, so the Travs are back in town. Got a series with San Antonio this week, so get over there and see the Travs.
The Travs, I didn't know they were still playing.
You better stop.
No, you know what? Because I'm thinking about the World Series. Honestly, I didn't. For some reason, World Series is over. My bad.
Yeah.
Baseball just started.
You'll be doing trivia over at Boudreaux's tonight. Be doing trivia Thursday at Mainline Sports Bar.
If you want to get some wings, there's a place to get some there, too.
You guys are at Fletcher Friday morning.
Yes. This Friday?
This Friday. You guys are over there.
Well, I was over there yesterday, thanks to Andy Kimbrell, thanks to David Self. I picked up what has to be the longest in the history of the world, jet black, huge sunroof, 24 Grand Cherokee. Do you know how many cameras that thing has on it?
Yeah, we'll be back there Friday, man. You got another trip over in Fletcher.
I don't even know.
What else you got?
And then you can see my band Saturday at Wine Night down in Bryant. Southern Freight.
You know what? How apropos that your band's at Wine Night.
I know.
I love it. No, you mean W-I-N-E.
Chuck, what of...
Yes, not W-H-I-N-E.
Okay. What do you think about Ella Langley? Let's take a break, Roger. Come back. Well, let's play. Who sings this, Chuck? You cheater. LV.
LV Luther Vandross.
Can you smell it? You smell that?
Never Too Much Chuck Gatlin. Is that what it is?
It is what it is.
Come back and play the feud.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front.
No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. We're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of the guys I'm talking about, they can get it all back. They can feel like themselves again with the help of Low T Center. Low T Center is the original TRT clinic. Been changing lives since 2009. Look, they can help you get your energy back, focus back, your sex drive back. They even work with most major insurance providers. So head on down to fixmylowt.com to book your free T-test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
Get in the conversation with Life and Feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Out of Bounds by Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevy Colorado eats up the road with five available gears, and Silverado has the muscle to tow. Life and Feedback from Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
No, it is the best. Roger? I was like, Chuck would love the Chuck Come would on. Love all the clips we have. All right, we got to hurry. We got to get a contestant, Roger. We got to roll.
Who's that singing?
That's Sawyer Brown, buddy.
Darn right. And they're coming.
And we'll be playing for Sawyer Brown tickets on Family Feud.
All right. So
it's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
All right, we need a contestant for Sawyer Brown tickets. When is the date of that, Christian? Do we know?
July.
July 17th. And they're
July
at?
July 17th. At Oakland.
They're at Oakland, yeah. All right, listen, that's a fun concert. That'll be a good one. All right, we got a contestant there. Let's rock and roll. It'll be, I tell you what we'll do. We're going to let Jim, Christian, and Chuck play versus me. My brain power versus
Shout out,
brain.
Jim. Jim, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
All right, Jim, here's the deal. You are the leader of this team. I want you to know that, of your team. You understand?
Leader of the pack.
That's exactly, right. Yeah. Here's the deal. Your name is your buzzer, Jim. I want you to listen to the first time that I asked Chuck to give me the name of his buzzer.
Wow.
Chuck! Hey,
you
Jim.
You have your window down.
Yeah, Jim, yeah. Yes.
That's pretty loud in your
Are you
car.
Parasailing?
What?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a little loud in the background.
Take the speaker off or whatever you got going on.
I'm on the beach. I'm sorry about that.
That's
I got
okay.
my nose in the sand.
Oh, look at you.
In the water.
That's Show right. off.
That's sorry right. You some beach.
Are you listening to Zach Brown by chance? All right, here we go.
I am.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I asked the first 101 people that I saw last week at Mainline Sports Bar as I was leaving trivia because I didn't want to leave one person out.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. I mean, Steve would have got his feelings hurt.
I asked him to give me the top five answers to this question. And thusly they did so thus.
Thusly they did.
What's the best game at recess?
Oh, okay.
David.
David, best game at recess?
Jump rope.
Ooh! Not even close.
What?
It goes to you, Chuck and Jim. And so who's on your team? Just you?
Me.
Just you. What'd you say?
I'm throwing this out there.
He's throwing it out there. You said what?
Kickball?
He said kickball. You said hopscotch.
Well, you can't have all the answers.
Well, no, I'm
just all on one team.
He's the leader. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you got to
get it. It's up to Jim.
I'm going to go with that kickball. Let's do kickball.
You want to do kickball?
Okay.
It comes back to you, Baz. Name, what's the best game at recess?
Now, when you say game, is it like, could it be like a ride?
Whatever you play is a game on recess.
So it's a game. It's Jax.
I want to know. Listen.
How old are you?
They're
playing Jax now?
I don't know who your buddies are. You're playing Jax.
Used to be cool back in the day.
Tag?
He's saying tag. You know, what do you say?
Tag's a good one.
Jim, you're the head of this team. What do you say?
Man, I'm going to go with them one more time, and if this ain't it, it's over with. We go with me.
Tag, number two on the board. You control the board. Do you want to pass
or
play?
Bingo, bango, baby.
You want to pass or play, bingo, bango?
Oh, man, let's go.
Play, man. Play
for those tickets. David Basil's definitely not going to get it from the 60s, so let's go pass.
You're gonna
passed.
Why
he
does this happen to me?
He passed. Fine, Jimmy. All right, here we go.
You still have to get it
probably
right.
Probably a pretty good move.
Here we go. Name something. The best game at recess.
Red Rover. Send Judy and Joe over.
Dude, those are your tag buddies?
Not on the board. Why are the kids not playing that now?
Well, they're not playing tag. They're not playing Red Rover. They're playing other games like that.
They probably got rid of Red Rover.
What about playing
Foursquare?
Number one on the board.
Are you kidding me? Wow. They're still playing Foursquare. They're not playing Jax.
Three answers remain. But they're playing Foursquare on the phone. Three answers remain. Two strikes.
Tetherball.
Tetherball on TV.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Was it good? Tetherball was good.
Dadgummit. All right, let's see.
You have one strike left. Three answers left.
Hide and seek.
Number five.
What are these kids doing at PE? Good grief.
Number three. And number four, number three.
Basketball.
Basketball is a number three.
Basketball.
All right, here's the deal. Jim, stand back. Hold on. Chuck, Christian, stay back. Basil, we are now at the scrotum cutting time of this game. You have one strike left. You have one answer left. If you give me the correct answer, you will have ripped out Jim's heart. If you miss it, Jim gets a chance to earn it himself, or if he does, he'll blow it.
So
it's up to you.
I do want to thank Southern Bank for sponsoring this fine game. You know, we had games where you would get on the jungle gym and you would go from and you know, but that's not really a game.
No,
we're talking about a game.
Yeah, talking about a game.
We're talking about a game.
This is live.
We're not talking about practice. What would I, if I had a girl over there and go, let's play, hey, everybody, let's play hula hoops. Let's play box hockey. Box hockey was big.
First of all, box hockey was big
in Panama City.
Box hockey is big. Get a hold of Cupid.
Did y'all not play box hockey?
Nobody played box hockey.
Y'all didn't play box hockey?
Maybe you should have had a girlfriend in school instead of playing box hockey by yourself.
What about, oh gosh.
What the hell is box hockey? Samantha, we're playing box hockey tonight. As long as your mother's gone.
So this is the game that boys and girls
playing croquet back in the day.
Gosh.
Yes, box hockey.
I'm out.
We gotta give you an answer.
I would say, I've already said they run through each other. Tag!
No, tag was already in. It was good a minute ago.
And that Red Rover's not the same.
Red Rover's not the same. It's almost along the lines of one of those games.
Hopscotch.
Hopscotch was on the board.
Okay.
That's it, Hopscotch!
What?
Hopscotch!
I didn't get it that day.
Hopscotch!
No way!
No
way!
Whoa! The number four answer, Jim, you
blew
it!
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? I won?
You have played your first game!
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all need to go back and review the tape.
Hopscotch!
He already had three strikes. He was going on four strikes. He was all out of there. Review the tape.
He's challenging
there it
that.
Is.
Wow.
It's hopscotch.
Do we want to give it to
Did
Jim?
You say hide and seek or hopscotch?
Who?
Who said hide and seek or hopscotch?
I didn't.
Yeah.
David. You said hide and seek before? You got them both. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's game's over.
Wow.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, this is almost like the Summer Youth Olympics with the Russians.
What an upset. By myself.
Everybody is stunned that you played box hockey by yourself and you didn't go blind.
Box hockey was one of the greatest elementary
sports.
You know what? Listen, because you have won your first game ever, do you feel it incumbent upon yourself to be so magnanimous?
Jim, how long have you been listening to the show?
Probably about 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah,
10 years.
Like with Tommy, probably longer than that. But
let me ask you this, Jim. What's our latest saying that we do Morning Mayhem now to be a part of the men's club? Not the bro call, but what else do we
what
say?
What is it, the two words we say, or three words?
I mean, I don't know.
No, you didn't
know. I don't know. Oh. Keeping it real. I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't know. That's okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. He didn't know. He didn't listen.
That's all right. He's not going to be in a part of the fan contest.
It's up to you, Roger.
You know what, Jim?
Jim,
you don't owe me an apology. Let me ask you something. You some beach because that's where you are. Do you want to go see Sawyer Brown?
I'd love to go see Sawyer
Brown. You're going to see Sawyer Brown. You're going to see Sawyer Brown. You and 20 of your closest friends. No, I'm kidding. Just you and one other person. Exactly. So what does he got to do to get these tickets, Chuck?
He's got to come here and get them.
You got to come here and get them. Give your information to Christian, Jim, and you, my friend, are going to see Sawyer Brown.
You're welcome, Jim.
Long before.
You threw it at me and I put it back in your face.
He did. He beat you for that champion.
Thank you, Basil. Bo Jackson didn't have on you, boy.
Thank you, Jim.
He sure did long before he started working for Frank Fletcher. Mark Miller is the front man for Sawyer Brown.
Somebody says, was Baz going to school that was the same school that was on Little House on the Prairie? Listen.
Yes.
You know, hey.
Playing hop. You and these two girls were running down this
I can't
field.
Believe y'all didn't play box hockey. You know what
Can
that
you
is?
Explain box hockey?
It's like hockey with a stick or the broomstick.
Okay, yeah.
And it's a puck, and you have, it's almost like a... When you're playing on the
no, we did not play it, but
like air hockey.
I know
it's like air hockey. It's air hockey with a stick on the ground, and we had I mean, it was vicious.
I'm going to find YouTube videos.
Hey, guess
Samantha,
what?
Let me
hey,
know
guess
if
what?
Your mother's
I was pretty
not gonna be there
guess what? I was pretty good at box hockey.
Sure.
Thanks, Sean.
He stayed focused. You know what? You know what? Mickey told Rocky, box hockey weakens legs.
Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and